Hi, Paul Sakis, Good News Broadcast. I'm here with Anthony Scaramucci.
Great to be here with you, Paul.
You know, Anthony, you really are extraordinarily impressive. You're smart, you're kind, you're respectful to everybody in this entire SALT 10th anniversary conference. So, congratulations.
Well, it's very nice you say that. It's very nice, and I appreciate you coming. I mean, it's people like you that make the conference, and so it's an honor for me to sit down with you.
Well, I'll tell you, our audience kept on saying the people, you know, there's some kind of a stigma for people that are successful. The type of people that were here, are here, are loving and caring. I, in fact, even wrote to your PR people. You know, this is not about money. This is not a money conference. This is about good people working hard, leaving the world around them socially responsible. Wouldn't you agree?
I not only would agree with that, I'm extremely focused on trying to reduce class envy and to increase economic aspiration. And so for me, I think if people in the lower and middle class think they have an opportunity and they can pursue the American dream, then you have less class envy. You know, what I don't like about the political system right now, we're using identity politics, racism, class division, and all this sort of stuff to divide the country. And so hopefully you saw a lot of the content here at this conference was centered around how do we bring everybody together.
And one nice way that he brought everybody together is by bringing his son on the stage.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job, no?
He did a very good job.
Yeah, he's a 26-year-old. My son Alexander is a student at Stanford University, business school. He's finishing up his first year. And he brought those venture capitalists that he was interviewing, so I thought that was great.
No, it was magnificent. Let me ask you, I'll just ask two last questions. You're so busy, I know that, and winding down now. We're involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace, coming out with a movie, Woodstock Forever, Jerusalem. What does peace mean to you?
Oh, I mean, peace is really the opportunity to be able to express yourself without fear of violence, and to express yourself knowing that your family is secure and you don't have to worry about them being hurt. And peace is the obvious precursor to prosperity, because once you have peace, you can start to think long term about things. You know, when you have no peace, it's tremendous instability in your system. So that's what it means to me.
All right, last question. If we have a channel for love also. What's love for you?
Well, love is unconditional. And so, you know, we think what St. Paul said about love, it's the most important element of a human relationship. And so, to me, you have to accept people with all their faults. Winston Churchill once said that the best among us choose not to judge human frailty so harshly. So, if you love somebody, you can accept whatever their vagaries are, whatever their shortcomings are.
This is a brilliant.
Since I have a lot of shortcomings, I want to thank my family members for loving me.
Anthony, you're fantastic.
Really great to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.